for a wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean. Use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, especially today, with all the promises about this new wash day product and that new wash day product, the exciting news about deep cleaning Oxidol is of utmost importance to you. For deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes deep clean, sparkling clean. It reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this is a fact that's been proved to women in amazing washing demonstrations. And I'd like you to hear from Mrs. Eugene Wessendorf of St. Bernard, Ohio, who saw this demonstration. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading short cutters.
Thanks, Mrs. Wessendorf. And ladies, I predict you'll get a big surprise, too, first time you use deep cleaning Oxidol. See for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And for the biggest surprise, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Sylvester's sentimental intentions toward Faye are an open secret, and Ma's feelings about the cousins are more mixed up than ever. Yesterday, late at night, Sylvester telephoned and asked all the folks to come over to the cousins' place this evening, although why he wants them, he didn't say. What does that clever, unscrupulous young man have in mind now? There's Faye for us to think about. Of course, Faye's money. Willie and Evie's money. And Ma's loving heart, which she opened to the cousins, only to be bruised again and again. Well, right now it's Willie and Evie we join, as they dress for Sylvester's party. It's about 8 o'clock and... Well,
Evie, have you got any idea why Sylvester invited us over tonight? Is it a party, maybe?
I can't talk on putting on lipstick. By the way, you make a shadow.
But what's the occasion that Sylvester should invite us? Because if it's a party, I certainly ain't in the mood for any parties. Or listening to Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester tell me all night long how smart they are.
Willie, I asked you to move. You're making a shadow what I'm trying to do here.
I did move.
Move again.
Holy smokes, who can win? Okay, I'll lay down on the bed and then I won't make a shadow. Anyway, since when have you took to putting all that stuff on your face?
Sylvester says lipstick brings out my coloring.
I withdraw my remarks about the lipstick. But tell me, why did Sylvester invite us over for tonight? Because if it's a party, I ain't in the mood for any party. I'm broke and I'm out of a job
and... You know absolutely as much about it as I do. In fact, more, because it was you who answered the phone when Sylvester called up.
Yeah, but that was last night. I'm simply asking you, did you see Benita today? Did you learn anything? Evie, why does everything have to get to be such an issue when I'm trying to talk to you?
Who's making an issue? You're the one who started it. And I didn't happen to see Benita today, and all I know is that my own cousins asked us over for the evening, and we accepted, and we're going. Will you please lay down on that bed again and stop moving around? Ever get ready to make shadows.
I surrender. I'll go downstairs and wait for your majesty down there. Fine thing. A man gets criticized in his own house now because he makes a shadow.
A boudoir light on my vanity, like I've been hitting about for more than 2 years, it wouldn't cast shadows to get in my mirror.
As soon as I get a job again, I'll take my first $15 and you can have it for a boudoir light. And I can have my shadow again. Are you expecting somebody? Who's at the door?
Well, go and open it and see shoes at the door.
Excuse me for living. Yes, Your Majesty. Come down when you're ready, Your Majesty. I'll be talking to my shadow downstairs.
Oh, he's sarcastic, I'm sure. Really so sarcastic.
Hello. Anybody
home? Shuffle? Is that you, Shuffle? Come on in.
Yeah,
that's
you, Willie. Can you come down here a minute?
Yeah, I'm coming. Well, what are you doing in Rushville Center, Shuffle? Well, gee, I haven't seen you for over a week. And, well, look at you, all dressed up.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm wearing my other suit, if that's what you mean. Kind of dressed up yourself, ain't you, boy?
Well, we gotta go out tonight to the cousin. Sit down, Shuffle. Here, you want to take off your coat?
Now, you're going to the cousin. Never mind about my coat, Willie. Then Sylvester called you up, same like he done me, and invited you over to the house, huh?
Huh? You mean Sylvester calls you, too? But you and the cousins don't get along. You ain't on visiting terms.
Ever since I got that phone call from the big hooligan last night, I've been wondering about it. All day today, I had to control myself to keep from calling up everybody I know. How come all of a sudden Sylvester's so sweet and loving to me? You've got to come over tomorrow night, Shuffle. Everybody's going to be there, Shuffle. Don't be mean and small and petty, Shuffle. I'm inviting you.
Golly, I wonder what's up. You know, we got a phone call from him last night, too, that we should come over to his house tonight.
The reason I stopped here first at your house, Willie, in spite of how I know I ain't exactly welcome persona gratis with your good wife, Evie, the reason I want to stop here first, by any chance would you happen to know if Ma's in on this here party, Willie?
Ma?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I ain't seen Ma today. Well, what difference does it make if Ma's in on it?
Well, I'll tell you my thought, Willie. It's a terrible thought. It just don't make sense. But there's so much craziness around here lately. Don't really matter about one more flying saucer hitting us in the head. This here couldn't be no engagement announcement, do you figure, Willie?
Engagement announcement? Ma?
Not Ma, you peanut head. Say.
Oh, I thought you was asking about Ma. What do you mean, Faye?
Faye and Sylvester. Why else would they invite me to their house? Unless it was Ma or little Faye insisting on including me out of politeness.
Holy smokes. Gee, Shuffle, I just...
Evie, come on down here as fast as you can.
No. If Evie had had any word about it, you'd have heard, Willie. Oh, well, maybe it ain't that at all. There's no sense bothering Evie. I'll say over to Ma's house. Maybe she'll know what this here shenanigan's all about.
There ain't never any excuse for hollering like that, Willie.
Oh, Shuffle. What are you doing here?
You look real cute, Evie. Too bad you got that cold sore on your lip.
Cold sore? What goes on in cold sore?
You got your lipstick on, crooked. Oh. That's just lipstick, Shuffle.
Oh. Well, I'll moose over to Ma's.
Wait a minute, Shuffle.
Hmm?
Evie, you know, this is very strange.
What?
Sylvester invited Shuffle to their house tonight, too. And since it's well known how Shuffle and the cousins get along like cats and dogs, Shuffle just don't understand why he got invited.
Well, Shuffle don't want to go. There's no law which says he's got to.
Okay. I'm sorry I intruded on your house and on your valuable time, Evie. I'm going over to Ma's now. Maybe I'll see you at Cousin Sylvester's, and maybe I won't.
Maybe I can't hardly wait. Maybe that's the end.
Oh, Evie, cut it out. You're acting like an infant. But why should the cousins invite Shuffle to their house? There must be something cooking tonight. But what can it be? What is it?
Come in, Shuffle, come in. Man, and you're all dressed up.
Oh, Ma. Yeah, just another old suit, Ma. It appears to me like you're kind of wearing your good dark blue dress yourself.
Oh, well, yes, well, as a matter of fact, you just caught us before we left, Shuffle. Another 5-10 minutes, me and Faye and Joseph was going out. Faye ain't down yet, and Joseph found the phone station at the car. Yes, we accepted an invitation for tonight. But come on in. Leaving your coat, landing, not much of a hurry.
I wonder if it could be that you're invited to the same place tonight which I'm invited to.
You're invited, Santa, sister?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see no reason why I can't tell you that you're going to the Hamlet's, the present.
And last night I got me a phone call, sweet as sugar. Likewise, could I come to the Hamlet's tonight?
To you?
It don't stand to reason, Mo. I was just over to Willie and Evie's, and they're invited, too. Now, I've been racking my brains, Mo. If I was Sylvester Hammaker, why would I invite mean old Shuffle to a family gathering? There's only two thoughts, Ma. Number one, and I put it right out of my mind. Only, I can't put it out of my mind. This ain't got nothing to do with Faye, has it?
With Faye? Well, not that I know of, Shuffle. How do you mean?
Well, then if you don't know, it ain't what I was afraid it might be, so okay. But number two, Ma, you know what I figure this is all about?
No, I don't. I've been wondering all day myself, but it wasn't polite to ask. And anyway, Ed and Sylvester was out in the truck all day, and you mean you figure that this ain't just a little get-together? A social evening?
Ma, Perkins. Them cousins don't do nothing just for no social evenings. They got an idea in the back of their sleeves. And it being the cousin, please, it's an idea which is going to hurt somebody. No. I won't say no more about it, Ma. Oh, here comes Faye. Now, come on. Let's go to the cousin's house and see if I'm right.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you will especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy size package. For this giant Oxidol package saves you money and needless trips to the store. Most important, you'll get a dazzling deep clean wash, and your clothes will stay brighter and new looking longer. Because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep stuff, all the way down in the fabric, and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol today. And to save money and time, be sure to ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy size package. And so, once more, Shuffle warns the folks against Sylvester. But we'll have to wait until tomorrow to learn what's up. I can tell you now, but clever Sylvester never does anything by accident. And his objective is still Faye. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.